Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Morning, you guys.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good.
You good? You good?
Good.
Tell me about your day yesterday, Mo.
Let's see. I have not been doing too much but resting because my body needs it. What did I do yesterday? I worked. Did some more work. I did make it to the gym.
Okay.
For the first time in weeks. I took my walk, which is supposed to help my gout. So now I'm at that age where I'm walking. Daily walks.
Did you do it inside of a mall?
No. I got outside. I did it outside. I didn't go too far, but I did go outside. That's about it.
All right.
Just that's it. That's all I did.
That first day back in the gym, did you take it easy on yourself or did you try to get it all back in one day?
Ego.
Yeah.
And I tried to get it all back in one day. It's never a good idea.
And it doesn't work. Right? How you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's see. Typical day yesterday, worked here and then headed over to Atlanta Face and Body to check in with Dr. Elizabeth.
I did see that Instagram story yesterday, mm-hmm. and I am excited about getting the Kristen forehead.
Yo, Daxify. And then let's see, I just found out this week that we needed to send in 12 plastic Easter eggs filled with something for school for their Easter egg hunt tomorrow. So I had to put an order in a Target so I can swing by there and pick that up. So that was ready for tomorrow. And then let's see, after that, I went and picked Jimmy up from school and then we came home and then I did some work and I contemplated doing yoga, but I was too sore from the gym on Monday.
I love the feeling.
Look at you, Miss Athlete.
I know. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to let my body rest. And then I made the family some pizza last night and then we had dinner and then it was off to bed.
There was a theory back in the day when you got into morning radio. The program directors always used to tell us, live exciting lives. People want to connect to your exciting lives, right? Those days are over. our lives are no different than yours, except we have microphones.
That's it.
I mean, making pizza, picking kids up, getting to having gout.
Taking walks with gout.
How's yours, Abby?
For me, Tuesdays are my most boring day of the week. It's the one day I pretty much don't do anything. I'm usually still tired from the weekend. Admittedly, this is going to make me sound out of touch to all the moms out there, but I am feeling like a toddler mom because I am getting woken up in the middle of the night by my new cat, Betty, all the time. So yesterday I slept for like 4 hours. I went home, passed out, and then I went on my hot girl walk because I'm still trying to get a boyfriend. So I went out to Chastain around prime time, 6:30, wore a little outfit, made some hard eye contact. I'm still single.
And it's on tonight. So tonight's going to be a little different because I told Abby. So Jimmy has a baseball game at Chastain tonight at 5.
Okay.
Because the Orioles had too many kids on spring break on Saturday, so we couldn't play. So we pushed the game from Saturday to Wednesday, like Major League Baseball does.
I heard the same thing happen to the Baltimore Orioles this week.
Yeah. So the Rockies and the Orioles are taking on each other at 5 at Chastain.
Ooh, prime time.
Yeah. I'll be watching FanDuel for that one.
And so I hit up Abby, and I was like, Abby, we're going to be at Chastain at 5 if you want to come see if we can find any deals for you.
We're going to be dilf hunting tonight at the Orioles game.
And my son is also playing T-ball.
It's Dilf Wednesday at Chastain.
Be there.
My day was pretty typical yesterday, hanging out with former Mayor Andrew Young. And, what a day yesterday at the airport. Dude, it's too long for me to tell you about it right now, but there I am taking pictures with a historic icon, Andrew Young, former Mayor Andrew Young, inner Martin Luther King Circle, Andrew Young, Ambassador Andrew Young at the airport yesterday for the centennial celebration.
And you took the worst photo. Did you all see the photo of him and Andrew Young?
It was so blurry.
Oh, my, no.
I don't know if he had it on portrait mode or what, but Bert posts this selfie of him. And like he said, icon, Andrew Young, highway named after him, Andrew Young. And Bert is pristine, and you can barely tell it's Andrew Young because he's so blurry.
Yeah, I look good, though, man.
The sad thing is your photographer girlfriend was there, right?
Yes.
So she could have taken, like, an excellent photo of you and Andrew Young to commemorate the moment. But she went with blurry.
She could have, except The way they had it set up was all the ambassadors and dignitaries were sort of in the first four rows and our guests were behind that. So when I worked my way up to get a picture with him, it was, she couldn't make her way through there or she would have definitely taken the picture. But she did do this for me later on in the night. She used her Jedi magic to somehow, some way make it unblurry, make it a clear photo.
She did? Really?
Yeah. And then I posted that on Instagram last night and I must have gotten 24 people DMing me like, what magic is she using? And she cut a video last night to tell you exactly how to do it, but saved the picture.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, then my picture went up in the airport, and I'll tell you about it later on.
But that one wasn't blurry, was it? No,
it was crystal clear.
Okay.
And the 12 pictures I took of that one was crystal clear. It was just a surreal day, you guys. And you'll feel great about it also, man, because people know about this show. Like, real celebrities know about this show. But it was a real honor yesterday, and I so many times was looking around that thing and just going, I can't believe I'm part of this group. And it was a really special day.
You made it.
Really special day.
That's awesome.
It was
man.
Pretty
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
All right. So, Kristen, tell us about what's going on. It's now a Burt Show tradition on the Friday before Easter.
Yeah. So, this Good Friday, you guys will be happy to know Bunny Cam is coming back.
Yes.
Now, were you here for the OG Bunny Cam?
I was.
All right. Abby, have you been here for Bunny Cam yet?
I've only been here for Cat Cam.
We had Cat Cam
and then, Puppy Cam.
And then, yes, because we told you turkeys were coming in and we were trying to freak you right. out, but they were actually so puppies. So this Friday, Good Friday, we are bringing back the Bunny Cam. So Georgia House Rabbit Society, all right? They are coming in. They are bringing some bunnies. They are babies, but apparently they are big babies.
Okay.
But the names of the bunnies, you all, from the Georgia House Rabbit Society, we're going to have Benson, Shaboozy, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, and Alanis, all in studio with us on Friday.
Okay, star-studded group.
Now, I had suggested to Kristen, because, you know, you don't want to do the same things over and over and over again, or people will get bored. I suggested this year to raise the stakes a little bit, put a snake in there.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Now we're talking.
Have you seen the size of those bunnies?
No.
They're taking the snake down.
You think so?
Yes.
And just as a quick search, I was going to make a joke about this, but it really, really exists, and this is just for you. This is your gift this morning.
Okay.
Do you know that there's a manatee cam?
Where?
In Florida.
So are you making a tune in right now and see manatees?
No, because it only ran through March 31st.
Wow.
That is
so foul.
Don't upset her.
Oh, my God. You know how she feels about those things.
I just spontaneously did. I didn't get to read anything. But they do have a live cam on a pool that apparently doesn't have manatees in it right
now. I missed by 2 weeks.
You also have an expired lotto ticket for
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Lots of celebrities have beef with those six women that decided to go up on that Blue Origin space flight, but none other than celebrity intern who runs the Wendy's Twitter account.
Oh,
So if you missed this, we talked about this all yesterday, but Katy Perry, Gayle King, Lauren Sanchez, which is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, fiance, and then two women who are actually in STEM decided to do an 11-minute trip to the outer rim of Earth. They went to outer space for a couple of minutes. And
two women that absolutely earned their way on that ship, and then others.
And then the others.
Right.
Yeah. And then the others.
Aisha, Bo and Amanda Nguyen.
Yes, they absolutely deserve to be there. And I'm so happy for their accomplishments in STEM. But of course, because this is entertainment and because social media is taking any shots they can at these celebrities who did this, just kind of, I don't want to say on a whim, but people are kind of like, who was asking for this? What was this for? What are we trying to accomplish? And a lot of celebrities have been speaking out. And I will say the celebrity, quote unquote, that has been getting the most traction for their opinion on Katy Perry going up into space is is Wendy's, because after somebody tweeted about the fact that Katy Perry had gone up into outer space with the whole crew, the Wendy's official account decided to respond to it and said, can we send her back?
I saw that. They weren't holding any punches. Fire.
I don't know what intern was on one that day. Wendy's definitely has a reputation for being a little snarky. So whoever they've hired to run that account definitely has it out for Katy Perry for whatever reason. Kesha, however, actually has some pretty big reasons to have some alliances with Wendy's now, because Kesha decided to take a shot at Katy Perry based off of Wendy's little shot that they took out on her on social media. So basically, Kesha decided to throw her cap into the ring by posting a picture of her smiling and drinking from a Wendy's cup after that comment came out. Now, Kesha and Katy Perry have beef with each other because Kesha had that whole lawsuit with Dr. Luke that was very, very traumatic for her. And then Katy Perry decided to put out a song called It's a Woman's World with Dr. Luke, which was totally hypocritical considering Dr. Luke's very, very scandalous and shady past, specifically having to do with Kesha. And so Kesha's kind of, you know, taking a little knock at Katy by posting that picture with the Wendy's cup saying, like, I side with Wendy's, because obviously, like, if you're going to make a song called Woman's World with a guy named Dr. Luke who's going to do all that, allegedly, not necessarily showing great signs for Katy Perry. Emily Ratajkowski also spoke out about the launch and really had some strong feelings about it that she shared with her social media followers.
That space mission this morning, this is beyond the thing that you care about Mother Earth, and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? I'm disgusted.
So again, Blue Origin is a company that has 10 to 14,000 people. And so their job is to put resources in this. And I've seen, it's gotten to the point where yesterday my husband and I actually had a very lengthy conversation about this. And granted, Emily didn't do this yesterday. She did it to you. She was one of the first people to come out and like...
She's the real pioneer in this whole thing.
Yes. She's a trailblazer.
And shaming the Blue Origin space launch with the six women. But now it honestly just feels like a pile-on, and it feels like it's the cool thing to do is to hate on this. And it's like a mob mentality. And everybody knows, like, if you hate on it, you're not going to get a lot of blowback. And it's weird because there are legitimate gripes, like there are legitimate reasons to be perturbed by this, and I think the fact that their messaging was so pro-feminism, and if they just would have done like a space launch and had fun with it or whatever, it might have been received differently. Somebody else pointed out, maybe if we weren't in such a turbulent time here in our country and the state of the world and with the economy, it wouldn't have been received so poorly. But now it's just to the point where it's like, I think people are hating just for the sake to hate, to feel like they're part of the cool crowd because everybody's hating on it.
I think we're at a critical point in American history where we're seeing, it reminds me like of the French Revolution almost, when it was eat the rich and the peasants uprose because, you know, Marie Antoinette was like, let them eat cake or brioche or whatever. And they're like, enough. You guys are living in luxury and having these lavish lifestyles where the rest of us are suffering, and there's an inequality here and an inequity that needs to be addressed. So I like this backlash because nothing gets done unless you take them down. And I do feel for the people who deserve to be on that flight, like Amanda Nguyen, because that was their life's work and that's what they truly care about. But you pull Katy Perry in that and you've nuked it. And I cannot get behind anything Jeff Bezos does while he mistreats his workers at Amazon and while he ruins his company. And his companies ruin the environment. You want to go to space? How about we take care of the planet we're on? Because all those people at Blue Origin aren't going to have a planet to live on if he continues to destroy it.
Wasn't Gail King like trying to defend it again yesterday? And she came up short, I thought, also.
So I actually have a clip from Gail King as well. And I will play it for you on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show, where she defends why she decided to go up into space.
It was, and it's a bad quote. I listen to it. I'm like, no, you were just a passenger.
The Burt Show.
My intention was good, but I am sorry we have lost Kristen for the entire show.
You know
you
it.
Will not hear her voice. It will be quivering all morning long.
You're done. You're done because now I'm stuck to Manatee Cam.
It turns out that there is a club called Save the Manatee. And this is, if you weren't listening yesterday, this is your spirit animal.
They're just so glorious and they bring me so much joy and just so much comfort, like literal comfort. Like this is better than Lexapro. It's manatees.
I think they're so ugly that they're adorable. They really are. And they're an endangered species and they're protected. I mean, really, really strictly in Florida. And if you go to savethemanatee.org, they have 7 webcams of manatees.
Seven.
Well, wow.
From every angle.
7.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. So the first one I popped up on, which showed, oh my God, so many manatees. That was a highlight reel. So there's highlight reels from different springs.
What?
So there's the water webcam at Blue Springs State Park. That's a highlight reel because it's not live right now. And then there's the above water webcam at Ellie Schiller Hermosa Springs Wildlife State Park. That's a highlight cam. However, there is an above water webcam at Silver Springs State Park. That one is live, but obviously it's pitch black right now, so you can't see anything. So when you click on it, you just get a black screen. But it is a live cam. So you best believe that later on today, when the sun does rise, I'm going to see if I can spot me a manatee.
Abby, what were you saying about women and animals?
Oh, I saw this on my TikTok For You page, that this old SNL sketch I'd seen a while back where they're making fun of women and how in their early to mid-40s, they all have to attach themselves to an animal. So you'll start seeing women wearing like you pick an animal, the animal chooses you. So then we're going to start seeing you wearing like manatee cardigans
and brooches,
manatee hats. Like that's the only thing we're going to know to buy you for the next 20 years for your birthday is just manatee attire.
Marry nothing but manatee gray.
Manatee gray.
So one thing I love about you is that you wanted to pet them so badly when you saw them, but you're not allowed to. So you did it.
I did it.
But there is one place in the United States where it is legal to pet manatees and swim with them, and that is Crystal River Wildlife Preserve in Florida.
Whoa. Well, it's legal anywhere if you don't get caught.
That's a fact. Put it on a shirt.
You have no idea how close I was, because that manatee was so close to me when we were in the Keys. I mean, I could have reached out. And it even looked like it wanted me to rub its belly.
Sure.
Because it did.
Yes,
I swear.
You see what you want. Right.
No.
Manatee waited its whole life for that moment.
It was asking for it.
It was asking for it. There was consent in those eyes, Abby.
What was it wearing?
It wasn't wearing anything.
I swear, because the way he rolled over, or she, I don't know. I can't tell those things. And it was
kind of
like,
it was a him, then we know why he was so eager.
But yeah, so, and there's also a 180 degree underwater. So there's an above water webcam at Silver Spring State Park and an underwater one that is still live that I will be hitting up as soon as the sun rises.
So we have,
I'm so excited.
We have two.
I've never seen her like.
We have two distinct brands now on the Burt Show. We've got Kristen with manatees, and we've got Tommy with Buc-ee's.
Very diverse show.
The Burt Show.
I'm adding a new rule this morning to the Burt Show's Week Off Celebrity Challenge.
I mean, it's your game.
Exactly. This is my brainchild. I'm going to change the rules on you like this is Survivor. You don't even know what's coming. Change the rules any second, right? So if you weren't listening yesterday, Burt Show fam, when you hear this, it could be in the middle of any segment that we're doing. It could be during the entertainment buzz, which would be very timely. We will stop what we're doing because that means a big time celebrity is calling into the Burt Show.
What if it's something super serious, though?
What you,
like Abby's very like vulnerable break yesterday about like,
oh no, please interrupt me anytime I'm crying on air.
It goes for me too.
Could you imagine we're just sitting here pouring our hearts all out and all of a sudden you hear this?
So anyway,
I'll just go see my therapist.
today.
Well, I think we have proven time and time on this show that celebrity lives are more important than
apparently.
Ours. Mm-hmm. So when they call in, no matter what we're talking about, unless it's body dysmorphia.
Yeah. By all means, if I'm talking about that, someone call in.
Then we will interview. I mean, spontaneous interviews. This is part of the exciting part for us, I think.
I love this.
Is that when a celebrity calls in, we can't do any show prep on it, so we're going to have to ad-lib our way through a mini interview. So I challenged these guys yesterday. I said, you got 4 weeks. All of you guys got 4 weeks to try to contact celebrities and have them call in to the Burt Show. Whoever at the end of that 4 weeks has the biggest celebrity determined by the Burt Show fam, you guys listening, that person will get a week off from the Burt Show with pay.
Wow.
Whoever comes in second place gets $500. So the stakes are high. And I saw people scurrying around. Tommy already looking through his Rolodex from all the way back in the day. Right. Everybody has some ideas. Mo has connections to the music industry.
I didn't even think about that. Well, I've lost a couple of them, but yeah, I still have a few. I have some connections in the comedy world and the music industry.
And doesn't your friend work for Tyler Perry?
Yeah, Tyler Perry's a tough gig, but yeah. I did make sure to make that phone call to see how possible it was yesterday.
That's the first thing I'm like, man, if his buddy can pull that out, yeah. Wow.
He used to come on here all the time, and then he got offended by something, a question that he was asked on the show, and he never came on.
What gonna be was even the tougher question?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but the person that did it isn't a part of the show anymore.
Oh. However, he does remember the Burt Show name, because it was a couple of years ago, I interviewed him and a cast for a Tyler Perry movie, and I brought up who I was and from the Burt Show, and I was like, hey, by the way, Burt says hi. The look on his face, like, he remembers.
He remembered immediately, because you like partied with him or something like that,
he invited
right?
me over to his house.
Yeah.
So I've been in his house before. It's incredible. So where was I going with all this? Oh, yeah. The connections that we might have to different celebrities. So anytime you hear that, it's going to be a celebrity on the line. Now, we've done this before, but we did it with Burt Show listeners. I'm not doing it this time because, you know what? If I tried to sell this now to the radio station, there's so much freaking red tape to go through that by the time that it got done, we'd never get it on the air.
Yeah.
So I had to take it out of the hands of you guys and put it in their hands. But when we've done this in the past, it's gone really well. Here's a montage of the celebrities that called back in the day when we did Who Do You Know?
Good morning, Adam Levine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Jennifer Garner.
Who is this?
What's up, man? It's Kid Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Morgan Freeman.
Who is this?
Samuel Jackson.
Who is this?
This is Sean Connery.
Who is this?
This is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who is this?
This is Justin Timberlake.
Who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Jessica Biel.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Big Boy from Outkast.
Who is this?
Danny Glover.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Ben Affleck calling.
Y'all have some names in there, man. Damn.
See what I'm saying, man? That's the caliber we're going for, okay, man.
Maybe you should have gone with the listeners.
I still can't believe Sean Connery called in.
Yeah.
Just the fact that he knew how to use a phone, he's so old.
Well, it might have been a rotary phone.
I feel like I get to that age, I'm like, I'm not doing anything for anyone.
Tommy, I think you're the front runner here because you've been producing morning shows for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Lived out in L.A. You got that. Yeah, I mean, a lot of contact
left. I'm just driving around, and I'm thinking about, oh, yeah, that person. Oh, yeah, that person.
Yeah.
We'll see if any of them come through. But that thing you just played, the montage of former callers, there was one in there that we had to take out because we had no idea who it was. Who the heck is Johnny Carter?
Johnny Carter?
Yeah,
we thought
maybe he said giant Johnny Cash. It wasn't Johnny Cash.
I remember one of the first celebrities we got to call in was, do you remember the salsa, I think it was old El Paso, where he's sitting around the campfire and he goes,
oh, yeah, New York City!
He called it.
That guy called it. The New York City guy?
I love that guy.
So that might be him. I'm not sure.
Maybe that's him.
But we're looking for, like, big-time celebrities. Like, I passed Messy Mikey in the hall yesterday, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, I was getting all fired up. I thought I was going to win this thing. At least I had a celebrity ready to go. And I'm like, who was it? And he's like, Willie Nelson. Nelson's granddaughter. No. She follows me online.
It's I'm not like, going to get it done.
I'm like, dude, yeah, it's not going to get it
done. Now, Willie Nelson, if he calls in,
yes,
that would be impressive.
But that's a great point. He uses the daughter,
yeah,
right, mm-hmm. or the granddaughter to get to Willie Nelson. And then you're in the running for this whole thing. Now, here's the new rule, okay, you guys? I think this is really fair. That we shouldn't know initially who got the celebrity to call in. Because then I think when we put them up online, people might have bias to the Burt Show member. Mm. So if they don't know, then I think it makes it more fair.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's good. Most like yes, because I've never everything. Won ever.
Absolutely. I agree.
Now, if I were you guys, I'd be reaching out to list. I'd be soliciting on social media because we do have a lot of people clearly in our Burt Show fam that have connections to these A-listers. So if I were you guys, I'd be hauling myself out.
Mm-hmm. So are you not participating in said?
I am not.
No? Okay.
No, I am not. Because I didn't really honestly think it would be fair.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do the work. All right, so you guys got 4 weeks. Anytime you hear this again, that means we'll have a celebrity on the line. Okay, this is Quana, who knows who Johnny Carter is. Good morning, Quana.
You have to put Johnny Carter back in there. He's from the Dells.
Oh!
From what?
What? Johnny Carter called to me from the Dells? There was a
what do you mean now? You're like, oh, Johnny Carter.
I know who the Dells are. I don't know them individually by name, but there's a movie called The Five Heartbeats. That's an absolute culture classic.
Is that Pete Townsend?
Yes. Yeah, right, yes. Robert Townsend. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know the Dells.
That movie is based on the Dells.
Oh.
The Five
Heartbeats. He replaced someone. He came in later.
That, okay.
And I saw
the flamingos before.
Now you got me there.
Okay.
Okay, so I looked him up.
I appreciate you calling. Okay.
I looked him up, and his picture did pop up. Older African-American dude. This did not sound like an older African-American dude. It sounded like an old redneck dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So maybe it was a New York City guy.
At first, I thought it sounded like Jimmy Carter. And I was like, you sure it wasn't Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
And it was definitely, we listened to it like 5 times. It was Johnny Carter.
Okay. All right.
I wish y'all would have been here to hear y'all try to give Johnny Carter an interview. You don't even remember it.
I think I probably told the producer at the time to delete it.
Okay. That's legendary, though.
All right. So 4 weeks, and we'll see what you guys can come up with, okay?
Okay.
A week off. A week paid vacation.
Ooh. Is there a punishment if we don't get anybody to call?
No.
Listen, I'm barely hanging on here.
The only
people on my list are niche internet micro celebrities. Take pity on me.
The rules can change every day, so you might have just gave me an idea here.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Cassie is fired up about this one. She really wants it. We're up for a Webby?
A Webby. And I know if you're unfamiliar with it, it's for us digital geeks. It's a huge award in the digital world. It's the best of the internet. Ilana Glazer, the comedian, is hosting the Webby's award ceremony. Huge names, Michelle Obama, Taylor Swift, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Conan O'Brien have all won Webby's. So it's the best of the internet, whether it's an ad marketing campaign, a social media account, a website, a digital newsletter, and we are nominated, which is a huge deal in and of itself. Like, you can't just apply and get accepted. You have to get approved. There are tens of thousands of entries for Best Podcast, The Burt Show is. But we need you to vote because we're up against some stiff competition. I love our show. I don't think the judges are going to have us beat the Obama 15-year anniversary special or On the Ground in Gaza, an expose.
Is that who we're losing to?
We're up against. But we could win the People's Choice, which is where y'all come in.
Okay.
Only one vote per person, so you don't have to keep going back. You just go to the Webby Awards account. They verify, website. We're linked up from theburtshow.com. They verify you're a real person, and then you cast your vote.
Because, you know, our interview with Usher right up there with what's going on in Gaza. Groundbreaking.
These are all in the same category?
They're all in the same category for interview, talk show. So we're up against like CNN. Netflix has a podcast with Zoe Saldana in our category. There are only five people in our category, and we are one of them, but we are currently in fifth place.
How badly are we losing, as we should be right now?
We only have 11, we have 11% of the votes.
And who's number one and how many percentage are they?
Only 26% for number one, which is why I feel like we can make it, but it is the Obama 15-year anniversary special from CNN. Yeah. We can do this, guys! We can rally!
That's a tall hill, man. Okay.
Where can they vote?
Go to thebirdshow.com and it's the first thing you'll see.
I'm pulling for us.
You voted for us, so we saw that, didn't you?
Actually. All right, Mosa, tell us about this friend. Is this a friend of yours?
This is a family member of mine. And it's a question of how far are you willing to go if you have to sacrifice yourself in order to help somebody that you work with? And one of my family members finds herself in that situation. And I'm curious as to what you guys would do, because this was a debate that was had over the weekend in my family on if she's making the right decision or not. So I'll give as many details as I can. She works at a job where it's really high stakes, high reward, high risk. It's just it's high pressure, and mistakes are a really big deal, but they happen. So what the job does in order to try to prevent mistakes from happening over and over is they give you two strikes. It's like a two strike rule. You make one mistake, not a problem. They'll tell you what your mistake was. You continue to work. The second one, you have to go in and it's either they're going to let you go. You can sometimes you can try to file an appeal. But typically, if you make two mistakes at this place, it's a wrap. And it's on your record forever. If you make the first one, you get written up and it's there. And the second one, sometimes you don't even get to explain what happened. Hmm. So that's important information in the decision that she is now attempting to make on what she believes she should do. So she is a supervisor and she has three people that work for her. So she takes her job very seriously and she is very protective over the people that work for her. However, there are higher ups that when they send down orders and things that you are supposed to do for your people that work for you, typically you have to do it. So the situation that she is in, one of the people that worked for her made a mistake, a pretty big mistake. And her boss told her that you need to let this person go, or you at least need to write them up because they already have one write up. And she has the information about the person that works for her that the boss did not have at first, which is her fiance just recently passed. So she's a single mom and she's just struggling. She's having a real tough time at life right now. And my family member happens to know this. Her boss does not know this and does not care. At the end of the day, it's a job. You got to do the job or not. So that was the dilemma that my family member found herself in. And she came to us and she was like, y'all, I got to tell y'all the tea. This is what I'm going through at work. And she wasn't really looking for opinions, even though everyone started to give them afterward. Mm-hmm. But she told us, I'm not writing my employee up. There's no way I can do it. So we're like, well, what happens now if you choose not to do that? Pretty much she goes to her boss and says, write me up. She doesn't have a write up on her record. She's been there like 30 years. She does not have a write up. She's never had a write up. But she feels like if it comes down to you writing me up, in which I know I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But obviously now she cannot make another mistake. Like it's a whole different job at this point, because you always have that in the back of your mind, whereas you've been clean. But she feels like she's willing to take that write up for her employee, because her employee is going through so much that she doesn't want to do that. And my family was split. Like half my family was like, that's real commendable. And I see what you're doing. The other half was like, I don't think you should do that. That doesn't make a lot of sense. God forbid you make a mistake now. And now you know what I mean? You're going to get yourself fired for something you didn't really do. And what would y'all do?
That's easy. I would jump on the grenade for that. Yeah, I would take the heat on that. Yeah, I mean, if I've got 30 years of credibility, if she gets her first mark on her record, it's not a big deal.
But if you get another one, accident, like something, God forbid something happens, you get another one, you're gone.
She's gone 30 years without one. So I think that's a pretty damn good track record.
I felt bad for saying it, but I'm like, the way life works, you would go 30 years, right? And then the one time you do that, you'll make a mistake the next week, and then now you're in this situation. So it's tough. It's tougher than it really seems.
That doesn't feel like it to me. She's got seniority. This is her employee. Sometimes, you know, when you're the boss, you have to be the first one to run through the door, man.
Yeah, I understand taking hits and showing people grace, et cetera. But you also have to look at your circumstances. Like, if you're the breadwinner and you have mouths to feed and you have a family to take care of, and you do this out of the goodness of your heart, which I think is very, I do believe is commendable, but you're putting yourself in a position where you could ultimately hurt your family. I don't think that's fair to your family. And I mean, it's life is not fair. It blows. You want to help people out. I get that. And I mean, empath and want to be compassionate and empathetic to a person's situation. But I would be like, Mo, in my head, I'd be like, I'm going to take this. And then something stupid is going to happen in a couple weeks. And now I'm out of a job. And how am I going to feed my kid?
It's commendable. But if she's really going through it and, you know, so she jumps on the grenade one time. But if the employee makes another mistake, OK, well, now you have a mark on your record and she's going to get written up anyway for a third mistake.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, I think it's amazing that she even has like the bandwidth to be like, I would be happy to jump on that grenade and to protect her from something happening. But I just think sometimes life is going to screw you over. No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah,
and maybe this is a redirection for this employee. Maybe this just isn't where they're supposed to be and where they're actually going to thrive. So while you think you might actually be doing the right thing, maybe this is just a turning point for this employee to find a place that where she's going to have more success in her role.
So all three of you guys would do this same thing?
Well, no. Initially, I was on her side. I was like, I would jump on a grenade. That was my initial thought. But then when my family, the same way Abby and Kristen just did, got to talking about it, because somebody in my family made a valid point, which is similar to what Kristen said. You think that you're putting yourself on the line for her, but what you're really doing is putting your entire family on the line for her. And that's when I kind of looked at it a little different.
Here's where I think it goes also with business. If she's been there 30 years, if it's really strictly business, she could the company will make room for the person that's been there for 30 years if she is making money for the company. So even as the superior, if she gets this black mark, right, and then she gets another one, if she's valuable to that company, chances are pretty good they're going to look around that. And there's an old saying when it comes to managing and leading also is that a lot of times when you are the manager or you're the leader, you're the bloodiest because you run through the wall first. And that's just the take I would do. I would absolutely do that.
See, it's so funny because depending on like your life experience and what you've witnessed, my dad was with the company for 25 years and they still canned him.
Is that right? What did he do? Was he smoking weed in the back?
No, he was not.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Because we need something other than this space Blue Origin thing to talk about, because otherwise I'm going to talk about it for the entire show as we did yesterday.
I'd rather talk about that three more times than any Kanye story.
Well, no, this is not a Kanye story, I promise. This is a lot more fun and lighthearted than a Kanye story. In fact, I think Kristen is going to be very excited to hear this because I was talking a couple of breaks ago about this SNL sketch that I've been obsessed with that you have now reminded me of because you are now coming into your mom animal era. There is an SNL sketch about when moms become moms, they adopt an animal. And Kristen, it seems as though the manatees have found you. Mom animal is the manatee. You're now going to have brooches with manatees on it. You're going to have manatee sweaters anytime you have a birthday or a Mother's Day gift. There will be manatees involved. You have now claimed the manatee.
I want to get a charm bracelet that I never wanted that's got a little manatee charm on it.
One of those Pandora bracelets.
It's so funny because I've always loved manatees. I've always enjoyed manatees, but for some reason, like literally, I don't know what it is, but it's like a switch flipped on this last vacation where I got to see them multiple times up close and personal. Yeah. And I really felt like I did not find the manatee. The manatee found me.
I don't go to the place of crying, but dolphins. I feel the same way about dolphins. When I see them in the water, I'm just like, everything in the world is good.
So, and I feel the same way, too. Dolphins, as a kid, I don't know what it was about girls in the 90s, but we were all wanted to be marine biologists, even though none of us live near an ocean.
Oh, my God, Kentucky. Yes.
Kentucky marine biologist.
Yes, it made no sense.
I wanted to so badly, and I was so stupid as a kid because the reason I didn't do it, because I was like, marine biologists don't get weekends off. No. So I'm like, I don't want to have a job like that.
I mean, that was my life goal when I was a kid to be, and I was obsessed with dolphins and the Lisa Frank dolphin folders,
oh, God,
right?
Yes.
And you went into like National Geographic store in the mall, and I got like that dolphin thing that you have to stare at, and then all of a sudden you see him jumping through the water.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Right? It's like a whole, that became my person. Dolphin was my personality.
It was like the 3D poster,
yes,
right?
You
couldn't
stare,
see it at first.
And you stare, and then you stare, and then all of a sudden, there they are, jumping out of the water.
Is that when you perfected your dolphin noise?
Wow, that is something.
Yeah.
Wow. It's accurate and made my butt just pucker.
So I always love a good dolphin spotting because it's like on the beach and somebody be like, dolphin, and everybody's like, ooh.
Is that what they do? Yes. Yes. It is the truth, though, man.
Is that not accurate?
And then everybody gets up and it's either a dolphin or a kid drowning.
Yeah. But now, dolphins bring me joy, but manatees just reach the depth of my soul. And I can't, I was legitimately emotionally moved when I saw one at that trailer park restaurant.
I could not have set this up better because apparently this is a common experience amongst women once they become mothers.
Really?
So SNL created this sketch a couple of years back that I think is so funny. And it's this baby shower where Marissa Benoit's character is a new mom and she's surrounded by the neighborhood moms. So it's all these other, you know, big SNL stars. So everyone, Kate McKinnon's there and they're all surrounding her and they're saying, now that you're a mom, you have to claim your mom animal.
We all remember what it's like to be a young mom in a new town, and look, you have a great house and a great family. Now all you need is your animal.
We don't want a pet.
Your mom animal, the one animal that every mom adopts as a symbol of her personality. Your animal makes everything easier.
Once you embrace your animal, everything changes.
How do you pick your animal?
Silly girl, you seek an answer, yet you do not even know the question. The deep and complex reason for your animal will come to you. For example, I think ladybugs are nice.
My animal came to me in a dream. I dreamt I flew on great white wings. We sailed over my worries and soared over the Costco. Finally, we landed in the parking lot of a Panera Bread. And there he was, a majestic goose wearing a little hat. We made love that night.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
That is you, man.
If I was sitting there, this is what would happen. I would be like, I was at a trailer park restaurant in Marathon, Florida, and that's when I spotted the manatee, a docile, comforting, peaceful creature, telling everybody that we need to slow down in life. And then the scar on its back, a reminder of what it's been through, as we hold the scars deep within our souls, yet still floating to the top to greet and be kind, because we're not going to let our scars define who we are.
That is really beautiful.
That was beautiful.
I almost started crying. Yeah. I'm on board.
I was on the water's edge looking at this manatee with a giant boat scar in its back being like, you've been hurt by humankind, yet still you come up to the top to still show love and acceptance for those that have hurt you.
He's just trying to get air, man.
He just wanted to breathe.
He's just trying to live like the rest of us.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's so deep.
Okay. Well, Gail King is snapping back at her space ride haters for going up in that Blue Origin flight. We'll finally get to her on your next e-buzz of the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.